You're listening to the audio production of Darkness Rising by Lise Wheel with Pete Nelson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. Abby Gardner could remember sitting on the back of a very broad, gray, docile plow horse named Bob. She loved Bob. "You're a very special girl," her father had told her, but she knew fathers always told their little girls they were special. "Why?" she said. "Because Jesus loves you." "Do you believe Jesus loves you?" "Yes, Papa." "Did you say your prayers last night?" "Yes, Papa." "Did you say your prayers this morning?" "Yes, Papa." "That's a very good girl. You must say your prayers every morning and every evening before bed, and the Lord will protect you and keep you safe." And she had done so for many, many years. But lately she couldn't remember if she'd prayed or not. It troubled her greatly. She was often certain that she had, but the next minute she wasn't sure. And 2 minutes after that, she'd forgotten what it was she was trying to remember. Bob pulled a plow. He was a good horse. I used to feed him green apples. She suddenly realized where she was. She was not a little girl. She was very old. She was in the same town where she'd lived her whole life, East Salem, New York. She was not in her home. She was not on her farm. She was in a nursing home. "Why am I here?" It was dark outside. The clock on the bedstand had jumped ahead again. Beside the clock, there was a small paper cup with two pills in it and a glass of water. She'd promised the girl in the blue jacket she'd take the pills before she went to bed, but she hadn't, because it was coming. It was coming soon, she knew, because it knew she couldn't fight it any longer. She went to the window in her nightgown and looked out. She looked at the floodlight in the parking lot and saw that it was raining. "Of all the gifts in God's domain, I think the most sublime is rain," she sang. She could only remember the hymns she'd learned as a little girl. There were so many more, she knew, but she couldn't remember them. Only fragments. "A mighty fortress is our God." She suddenly realized that she needed to lock the windows. She tried to find the button to call the girl in the blue jacket, to tell her she must lock the windows. Where was the button? Was it a blue jacket? Was it green? She wanted to lock the door, but there wasn't a lock to lock. The bracelet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?